Although this is not an FDA approval, this authorization makes Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine available in the United States and holds the promise to alter the course of this pandemic. It's a truly remarkable achievement of vaccine development made in less than a year's time. With science guiding our decision-making, the available safety and effectiveness data support the authorization of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine because the vaccine's known and potential benefits outweigh its known and potential risks. The data provided by the sponsor have met the FDA's expectations conveyed in our June and October guidance documents. Efforts to speed vaccine development have not sacrificed scientific standards or the integrity of our vaccine evaluation process. In making our emergency use authorization determination, the FDA can assure the public and medical community that we have conducted a thorough evaluation of the available safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality information. This achievement is ultimately a testament to the commitment of our career review staff, who worked tirelessly to thoroughly evaluate the vaccine. The FDA is considered the gold standard regulator of medical products. The process that the FDA uses to review is respected worldwide because of a well-established history that the FDA has among the most rigorous and accurate review processes globally. This is reflected in our outstanding record for getting things right in promoting and protecting public health. The amount of data submitted to the FDA included many hundreds of pages of written technical information and additional reams of tables, figures, and listings that were reviewed by experts from different disciplines, including physicians, economists, statisticians, epidemiologists, and other professionals. In doing our review, we found deficiencies where we could without sacrificing our standards. Normally, the review process for a vaccine studied in tens of thousands of people takes months. We conducted this review in just a few weeks. These data, which included non-clinical data on the development of the vaccine in the laboratory, manufacturing data, and clinical trial data, were reviewed ahead of the Public Advisory Committee meeting to ensure robust public discussion with the independent experts the public saw this past Thursday. We also considered, as part of our own review, the Advisory Committee's recommendation, with most members voting that this product's known and potential benefits outweigh its known and potential risks. Our work evaluating the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine does not end with this authorization. As we noted in our October emergency use authorization guidance, we expect vaccine sponsors to continue studying their vaccines to move to licensure, also referred to as approval. Additionally, for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, the FDA is requiring that the sponsor conduct active follow-up for safety, including monitoring for any significant adverse events to inform the ongoing benefit-risk review and assessment of the vaccine. The FDA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will also collaborate to conduct extensive safety surveillance on an ongoing basis. Before we turn to the question and answer portion of this press conference, I want to end by noting that because of the suffering caused by this pandemic, FDA staff felt the responsibility to work through the review process with a sense of urgency while doing their jobs to ensure that any vaccine that is authorized meets our rigorous standards for safety and effectiveness that Americans and the world have come to expect. The FDA's review process means that Americans can trust and be confident in vaccines. Not just COVID-19 vaccines, but all vaccines reviewed by the FDA and available in the United States. FDA staff members are like your family. We're a diverse organization reflective of this country, including mothers, fathers, daughters, sons, sisters, brothers, and more. We know the pain that this country has gone through during the past year of the pandemic. That said, we also know that Americans put the utmost trust and confidence in our review process. We are humbled and privileged to be entrusted with this mission, and we're grateful to have helped in this achievement. We look forward to advancing additional vaccine candidates over the coming months.